Mon cher, I know it's a shock. It was to me also. Her Parisian accent grew stronger with each word. I did not think I could become enceinte with child. However, there were rumors, stories of those of us who had bonded with humans, and from that bond grew a new life. Usually those bonds came from a powerful male vampire joining with a human woman. It is seldom the opposite. But here we are. Her heart juddered, and Raven searched his face for a reaction, any reaction, other than stunned. Mon Dieu, make him the man I need him to be. His mouth snapped shut, and he wore a puzzled expression.
What becomes of the child?
She sighed. He was not angry, not running away. There was the man she loved. Many do not make it to term. The ones who do have the potential to be vampires. She put her hand up. I will explain. Deep breath or courage? Unlike vampires who must walk the night and hide during the day, vampires can go out in the sunlight unharmed. They are called daywalkers and are like humans in many respects and don't require feasting on blood to survive. They have the supernatural powers of vampires with amplified senses of hearing, seeing, touching, and tasting. They age, but live longer than humans. He put his arms out and pulled her to him.
Raven, honey, I thought you were going to tell me bad news. I'm thrilled beyond words. You're going to be so cute. I can't wait to go shopping with you for maternity clothes. Good thing the stores in Vegas are open 24 hours.
Shaking her head, Raven put her fingers on his lips. No one can know. He frowned. There are those who would steal the child from us, ones who care not about the life of the baby or the mother. His eyes sparked with rage, and he pulled her hand away.
Who are they? I have powerful friends who can make them disappear.
Oh, mon petit chou. Your gangsters have no power over these criminals.
I swear on my mother's grave. I will hunt them down and kill them before I will let them near you and our baby. Who are they?
The vampire house of Diablos. His eyes widened.
An entire coven would want this child?
Not all of them. My sister, Antoinette Diablos, head of the house.
You have a sit.
By vampire blood, not birth. We were both made by Sebastian, the vampire who ran the Moulin Rouge when we were showgirls there 2 centuries ago.
Why would she want your baby?
2 reasons. She blames me for Sebastian's death. I had nothing to do with that steak in his heart, or his head on a platter.
She gave a great Gallic shrug.
Why would I do that? He gave me eternal life. His killing was someone else's doing. Someone with an enormous resentment against him.
Quite a grudge. What's the second reason?
Raven took a deep breath. She collects vampires and experiments on them. And herself. I've been told she's had bone marrow transplants from vampire kids. Each time, her body has rejected the children's stem cells. Antoinette thinks it's like safe-cracking. If she can find the right DNA combination, she will become the most powerful vampire in Europe, if not the world.